from KQED.
There's a civil war going on inside the world of the internet currency, Bitcoin. Its backers are fighting over the future of the online money after one of its biggest shopping sites was busted this month for selling illegal drugs and other goods. KQED's Arthi Shahani reports some Bitcoin supporters want it to stay an anonymous form of internet payment, and others want to put Bitcoin into the hands of regular consumers.
Bitcoin is internet cash, and it's different from paper cash in one key way.
Currencies tend to have an issuer. Dollars have the U.S. government.
That's Dan Kaminsky, a Bitcoin security analyst.
Bitcoin uses mathematics. And while it might seem strange, there's no controller. There's software. It's a program. It's a protocol between potentially thousands of people.
The first dabblers in Bitcoin were math geeks and hedge fund guys who loved the idea of a currency free of government control. They're guys like Matthew Green, who worries about surveillance.
Because we live in a world where we're losing privacy. We're losing privacy every day when companies collect our information. And I believe the only way that you can truly protect yourself is to use technological means to keep your private information to yourself.
Green is a founder of the startup ZeroCoin and a computer scientist at Johns Hopkins University. He's trying to figure out how to make Bitcoin more anonymous. Every Bitcoin transaction gets recorded on an accounting ledger. It's called a blockchain. Green is working on a way to conceal the part of the ledger that lists user IDs.
So people might still know that somebody transacted $3 to somebody else, but they won't be able to trace that back to you.
It's that appeal of anonymity that turned Bitcoin into a leading form of payment for illegal drugs. And it's why the U.S. government is worried Bitcoin may just be a tool for money laundering. This month, the FBI took down a site called Silk Road, arresting its alleged operator in a San Francisco public library. But the currency is continuing to trade in all sorts of transactions that are legal.
OkCupid, the online dating site, Reddit, the front page of the internet, Khan Academy, which is an education. They accept donations in Bitcoin.
Bitcoin trader Brian Armstrong is rock climbing at Dogpatch Boulders in San Francisco. Armstrong is founder of a Bitcoin startup called Coinbase, and he takes his five employees rock climbing every week to bond with other startup entrepreneurs.
It's a good place to talk with people about Bitcoin, maybe poach a few candidates, things like that.
In the past year, Armstrong has raised nearly $7 million in seed funding from some of the most respected investors in Silicon Valley. His job now is to get more people and companies to use Bitcoin. His pitch is that it's cheaper and easier to use than Western Union or Visa or PayPal.
Look at how easy it is to send, say, $100 to somebody in Buenos Aires right now. It's way too difficult. The technology exists today where those things can be really simple and easy, but they're not. And Bitcoin is going to bring that technology to the masses.
Armstrong says it's time for Bitcoin to grow up, and that's going to take basic government oversight. He's glad the feds cracked down on Silk Road. When he sees shady merchants trying to sell marijuana seeds or Russian mail-order brides on his site, he says he'll routinely call the feds.
And file SARs, which are suspicious activity reports. These are all things that are a legitimate Bitcoin company now and in the future are going to have to do.
The Bitcoin camp that wants to go mainstream, they recently hired staff to work Capitol Hill. The anonymous camp is working on code that's too strong for even the NSA to crack. In the middle, regulators are scratching their heads, trying to figure out who's responsible for regulating Bitcoin anyway. For the California Report, I'm Arthi Shahani.